Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports, in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. How about a Yamaha golf cart at Impact Power Sports? Maybe you want to rip up the trails in a nice side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, go-kart. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. They'll even sell you a lawnmower. Anything like that, they sell it, and they can service it, too, if you have problems with your existing gear or you need maybe an upgrade. The service department is ready for you at Impact Power Sports. Please mention me when you reach out to Impact Power Sports. And that holds true for all of the amazing partners that help make this free podcast a thing every single day. For what will be 7 years in January. That's outstanding. It is the second longest continuous job that I have had. The longest continuous employment that I had was June of 04 to February of 16. That would be, wait a minute. If it's June of 04, so that would be just shy of 12 years, right? 04, 14, yeah. That'd be 4 months shy of 12 years. 11 years, 8 months, here at Grand Rapids radio station WGRD. Then my short little stint I did on the radio on WBBL, which I enjoyed that. We worked really hard on that. I enjoyed my time. I didn't really care for Julius because he was just a cocksucker off of the air. One of the biggest assholes you'd ever meet. I didn't really enjoy my time with him. A lot of people did like the show with him on it, but I thought he kind of sucked. But whatever. And then Ben Glaze, we hit it off. Ben, amazing. Wonderful soul. And easily one of the worst broadcasters in the history of the industry. But in my opinion, hireable because he is so amazingly awesome and sweet to work with, despite the fact that we had that one horrible moment where we got in a fight on the air, and that was like the beginning of the end for us. Ben, I'd like to just say, just kidding, but... No, you're probably the worst that has ever been near a microphone. I'm kidding. I am kidding. My God. You're perfect. I love you just the way you are. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Ben is working tirelessly because we have another amazing Big Fraud Wednesday show to get to today. Ben Glaze and myself team up for Who Are These Free Beers? At 6 p.m. And then after that, at 7 p.m., we have the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. The idea was floated by Alan. An idea was floated by Alan that I probably don't want to mention that right now, because if we were to be successful at it, I don't want to mention it here because... I have less control over who's listening, you know? I know that's vague, but I'll probably talk about it in the Patreon, Alan, for what we talked about on Facebook Messenger. Chris says his longest tenure, it was 23 years, got let go last summer. Did you ever recover from that? I think you did. I think you told me you got a new job. Chris says, I think we know who the worst broadcaster in the history of broadcasting is. Well, there's a lot of bad ones. All right. So, as we get started, just a reminder, on Friday, we are getting together at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. And if you want to hang out, this is all you need to do. Literally, if you're enjoying this show and you're like, yeah, I think I want to do something fun, we are going to meet at a place called the Corner Bar in Rockford, Michigan. Legendary spot. At 7:30 on Friday, we'll have a big-ass table. Everybody get together. Join me. And we hang out. We get a bite to eat. And then we walk a block and a half down the street to Pinball Land. And we will retro game, retro pinball to our heart's content. If you want to stay for an hour, you pay $9 and play all you want for that hour. If you stay for two, it's $15. Hang out with me, play pinball, and it's kind of like our space because they like close the doors at a certain point. But ours is kind of like a private event. Chris K says, oh, yeah, I'm in a better place to work now. Happier, too. Just bitter. Yeah, bitter is like my middle name. I love being bitter. I lay my head down every night going over my Arya Stark list of who has wronged me, and I will one day take my revenge upon them. That is, to me, the best pastime. Some might say, say your prayers to baby Jesus. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But I would rather kick the ass of everybody on this list. Nick in Houston is here. He says, good morning from Texas. Hello to you, big guy. I got your email about that chick. I'm going to feature that story sometime today. She's an attorney general. Or an assistant attorney general from somewhere in the U.S. I forget. She's being an asshole on the street. And the cops show up to break up the party. And she's not listening. When he says, okay, it's time to go home. And then bad things happen. And she drops, don't you know who I am? Now, if anybody could drop, don't you know who I am? I could see an assistant attorney general doing that to law enforcement. Trying to catch a break. I'll get to that story. Actually, I'll probably do it right now. Nick, you write, her friend flips out even worse at the end. It's great. I don't see that video. I see the initial one that is included in the story. But I'm not seeing, like, the one that you indicated. So I hate to make you do this. So maybe I should hold off on this story. If you could get, because the link that you provided only shows the arrest of Devin Flanagan, the 34-year-old special assistant attorney to the prosecutor in Rhode Island. Unless I'm missing something. I'll play it right here. Her friend gets out of cuffs and tries to run, if I read it right. All right, this is the moment that Devin Flanagan is arrested.
I know that your protocol is...
So you're trespassing, we got to leave now. Unless you want to be an ambulance.
We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing. You're number one.
What did I just say to you?
All right.
Okay, she's resisting. Again, black guy, ass kicking. Black woman, ass kicking.
I'm an AG.
I'm an AG.
What
What's wrong with you? What are you probable cause to detain me for?
Yeah, you're being detained because you're not leaving.
Because I'm what?
You're being detained because you're not leaving. Police responded to a restaurant late that night to investigate the report of an unwanted party. According to the arrest report, ABC News has reached out to Flanagan for comment, has not yet received a response.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah. You're going to regret it. I'm an 8G.
Just slams the door on him. I'm an 8G. He doesn't give a shit. Yeah, I need the rest of that video. In the body camera footage newly released to the Newport Police Department, Flanagan repeatedly asked the officer to turn off his body camera and reiterated during her detainment, I'm an AG. I want you to turn your body camera off, she tells an officer as he arrives at the scene on the sidewalk in front of the restaurant. Protocol is that you turn it off if a citizen requests it to turn it off. Now, I have no idea if she's right. She probably is. Nick has sent me the whole video. All right, there's a little bit more to this. Let's get into it. This is when the dude pulls up on the scene.
Protocol is that...
All right, here we go.
I want you to turn your body cam off. Protocol is that you turn it off. If a citizen requests it to turn it off, she's a lawyer.
So they want you guys to leave?
Yes, we're going to
leave. Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy, okay?
The friend goes, she's a lawyer. She's a lawyer.
We're going to make it easy.
No, that's not.
I am. Okay, I'm her husband.
That's not the point. Can you look at me?
We'll talk over here.
That one guy said, I'm her husband. So he's kind of just standing there, and I think he knows his role. She's the big swinging dick in the family. He's just like, oh, I'm her husband. I think he's saying that like, yep, she's mine.
Yes, we're going to leave.
Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy,
we're
okay?
Leave. We're going to make it easy.
No, that's not.
I am. Okay, I'm her
that's
husband.
That's not the point. Can you look at me?
Yeah, we'll talk over here, okay?
Your protocol is...
Can we all talk? Yep. Can we all talk?
We'll talk over here. They want to leave.
Your protocol is...
Can we talk?
Who is she to you?
What's that?
No, who is she nothing. To you?
She is our college friend.
Okay, so the AG, Big Mouth, who gets arrested, is friend of Dude in Brown. The other chick is the wife of Brown Suit Guy.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
You guys just want to know? Do you want them trespass?
Okay, Mater D is like, yeah, they're making a fuss. Get them the fuck out.
Anything we can do. Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass, get them
yeah.
out.
Please. It's the only way.
No, I'm not.
So these two women are not listening. There is no way they're going to listen to anybody telling them that they have to leave.
Do you want to chat?
I know that your protocol right. is...
So you're trespassing, we got to leave now.
All her body language, putting up her hand like that, all that woman-splaining she's doing, it's so demeaning.
We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing. You're number one, number
what
two.
What did I just say to you?
You're trespassing. Number
Let's
one,
go.
Number one, number
I don't want
two.
To arrest you guys.
He says, you're trespassing. She says, we don't know that we're trespassing. You haven't informed us. He goes, what did I just say to you? I told you you're trespassing.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two
so let's
is
leave.
That
we got to go. We got
to
go.
You're not going to arrest us?
Let's go. Let's go. Calm down for 1 second. If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a fucking lawyer.
Oh, no.
So she knows.
Well, that's bullshit lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we got... Gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a
shit. Good for you.
Right,
I don't give a shit. This cop. I don't give a shit.
It is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go. We're going.
Excuse
me. We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us.
Can you get your children out of here? Like,
he's says to husband, get your children out of here.
I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on. There are two full-grown women and mothers.
I'm an AG. What's wrong with you? Probable cause of detaining for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
Because I'm what? You have trouble.
Can you relax? Sir, she's not doing anything wrong.
AG.
She's not leaving.
I'm an
AG.
Wait,
she's the
AG.
Buddy, you're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs. I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge is in the car. You want to go get a badge?
Let me tell you something. You're arrested.
Buddy, get the hell out of here. Wait, buddy, just seriously.
You're arresting me, AG. Let me tell you.
Now somebody's screaming in the background. I think it's the other chick.
Something.
Are you under arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
Relax.
Buddy, you're gonna regret this.
Yeah.
You're gonna regret it. How many?
Great. We had already seen that part. Now we're picking up stuff that we haven't yet seen. And if you are listening to the audio podcast, I apologize. I know this is long, but. Got all those people watching this. Click on the show notes, or there'll be a link to this complete video.
Take your fucking hands off me.
Okay, now she's really losing it.
The license.
She's getting detained.
No.
Get out of here. Get back right now.
Get back.
Come on, lady.
Yuckoffs. Yep.
I'm right here.
This is really
okay.
Right, just go from
right
the car.
I'm right here. Come on.
Oh, wait. Did she slip out the cuffs? She did slip out the cuffs.
It's okay.
Right, just go from
I'm
the
right
car.
Here. No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
They had him on her very loose.
Come on, babe.
No, she thinks she's something.
Stop
talking.
Babe, I'm right here.
No, babe, please, I'm scared.
I'm right here.
Please help me. No, I'm not going to find this. I'm after.
I'm right here.
No.
Okay.
No, please don't do this to my friend.
I'm right here.
No, babe.
I'm right here.
Babe.
I'm right here.
No, babe.
Relax. Relax.
What's wrong with you?
Relax.
We don't want to put you in handcuffs. Let's go.
No. Please.
Listen, you're overreacting.
You're adding charges.
You're overreacting.
No.
Blown away at this behavior.
Please take my hands off.
By the way, those cops need a goddamn key fob on these cars.
No. Please.
You're overreacting. You didn't have to have this happen. Get in the car.
Babe, no!
I'm right here. Just put her in.
No!
Get back, bro.
Get in the car.
Get your feet in the car.
I'm right here.
Get your feet in the car.
Dan!
Babe, I'm right here.
No!
Wow.
Babe!
Yeah, they need to beat her. They need to tase her. Or
get your feet in the car.
Who the fuck? Don't touch me.
In the car.
You're a grown adult. You're acting like a kid.
These are felony charges.
Dan!
Babe! I'm right here.
No! Who the fuck are you? This is so inappropriate. You're
and these cops are giving her way too much wiggle room. Yeah, they can. They could have struck her or tased her easily. That would have been well within the right.
So they wanted him trespass. They were just throwing a fucking fit. Trevor, we've got two to take.
Okay, I have no respect for the law enforcement here. And the reason why is because they didn't beat the shit out of her like they should have. They should have just annihilated her. I made that comment earlier that if this were a black person, she'd be fucked up. And Becca Shea makes the same comment. David agrees. Jeez. Bob says, not a proper body cam video without a screaming woman. Nick adds, I like how they just slammed the door repeatedly on her legs. Cole says her husband should go home and enjoy a night without her. Wow. Chris adds, wait, did you just say you're an AG? Slams door. Luke says, what does she do for work? Yeah, I wonder. And I think that this could result in, I can't wait to hear more about this. When we find out what is involved with the punishment on this deal. And then second chick was much worse than first chick, but they're both acting like idiots. Let's see. Flanagan and her friend were arrested for willful trespass, a misdemeanor, according to the arrest report. Her friend was additionally arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. I guess only misdemeanors. She could have been given a charge of assaulting a police officer, too. She lucked out, again, benefiting because they're white chicks. ABC News reached out to Flanagan for comment, the AG, but as not assistant AG, but has not yet received a response. She is assigned to the Criminal Division's Appellate Unit, according to Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona's office. She's been with the office for approximately 7 years. The Attorney's General office said it, quote, immediately began a review of the incident upon learning of Flanagan's arrest. At this time, we are unable to comment further on this matter as it relates to personnel issues. According to Newport Police Department's body camera policies, situations where an officer may stop recording include requests from victims or witnesses. The policy notes that consent to record is not required, though. Let me read that again. According to the Newport Police Department's body camera policies, situations where an officer may stop recording include requests from victims or witnesses. Well, they're not victims, nor are they witnesses. Those are perpetrators. I think that's pretty clear. Outstanding work. Murder Lover Linda says early nomination for asshole of the day, without a doubt. Black Belt Nick says, so like all attorneys, misspeaking the rules. And Nick agreed with that. He says, yeah, so her being the perp means she cannot request. And I also like how he didn't even bother correcting her. He knows the law. He doesn't have to explain anything to her. What an entitled piece of shit. Linda says, early nominee for asshole of the day. Okay. Also, by the way, we have day two right now. Today is day two of me being in the murky water of possibly the students in the Aquinas College broadcasting and podcast class of checking out this show. It's an entirely different possibility, something that I try not to think about too much. I even indicated to these people when I was doing to these young people, when I was teaching the class, I go, yeah, take it with a grain of salt. What happens on that show is different than what happens here in this classroom. What I say on that show, I would never dream of saying in here or out in public. No one would. And that is the only way that this show works. If I speak on that show like I am in this classroom, nobody pays attention. It would be a horrible show. So it's all based on the scenario. I am a damn chameleon when it comes to my surroundings. Like out in the wild at Pinball Land, I'm not going to behave at Pinball Land the way I behave on this show. Aaron with a great question. Anybody on here, and he writes, going to audit the class? I think it's a great question, but I don't know if it's written the way you want it to be. Anybody on here going to audit the class? What does that mean? Isn't an audit like a review? And how would anybody on here going to audit the class? Maybe a little clarification. We sometimes get that from time to time with Aram, where he'll write something down and I require further information to be able to decipher. Okay. Aram says, no. They can sit in on the class for free. Nick says it means take a class without being a student full time. Yeah, I don't know how that works. And I am not going to lead you to any possibility or information of that. So if I knew that that was a thing, I would not like talk to you about that. That gets kind of to like a Pellerito level of existence, I think. Again, it's not a great idea to cross-pollinate these worlds.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. I learned that long ago. So if any of you audience members showed up in that type of fashion, it would be so strange to me. And I don't know if I could tolerate that. I wouldn't like that. Tyler says, yeah, a couple listeners can sit in and do a review show. Who are these Professor Zanes? Right. Excuse me. That would be rough. So if there are any of the students that are in the class that are listening to this, if you want to do something fun instead of sitting around taking Molly or whatever the hell it is you do, join me at Pinball Land on Friday for our adventure with us audience members. You would definitely be the youngest people there unless if Adam Balboa brings his kid again. But if you want to hang out with a bunch of old people playing retro video games and pinball, you can join us at the Corner Bar in Rockford, Michigan at 7:30 on Friday. Very, very busy week in the Eric Zane Show podcast household because Friday we have Pinball Land. Saturday, I am at the racetrack at Berlin Raceway. And I want you to be there, too. It is the very first edition of Eric Zane, Uninformed Track Announcer, with Jeff Striegel. Jeff Striegel is the general manager of Berlin Raceway, and up until this year was the voice of NASCAR on the radio. He stepped away to run the track more efficiently. He's outstanding broadcast talent, terrific. And I don't know anything about racing. So Jeff is going to be there, and I'm going to grab the mic, and I'm going to be the uninformed track announcer. That will be our bit. That will be so much fun at Berlin Raceway. The thing about track announcing, what you have to consider is that when the cars come around the front stretch, there's so much noise from the cars on the half-mile tri-oval, I guess it is. Nobody can hear what you're saying. So if you're going to say anything, you're going to have to do it when the cars are on the back stretch. So I will be doing that. If you want to go to that, you can sit with me while the races are going on. At some point, I get up, go into the press box, which is outdoors, and do my uninformed track announcing, and then come back and sit down with you. So that'll be part of your fun-filled weekend with EZ as well. Get your tickets for just $15 up until 11:59 p.m. Friday. So get your tickets, sit with me, enjoy uninformed track announcer. It's a full-on Eric Zane weekend, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, I just got word of this. This just came down. We have a family adventure where we are going to a business or facility where you walk in, you pay some money, and then after you do that, you walk into a room and they open the doors. And you know what runs in? Some of you are going to squeal when you hear this. Baby otters. Those might be the cutest animals in existence. You sit down and you're mauled with cuteness by baby otters. Jacqueline found it. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, yes. Hold on a second. Stand by, dot, dot, dot. We might be able to work something out. I'll reach out after the free podcast. Sir Bob says, is the NFK going to? Alan, I just sent you a message on Messenger. Is the NFK going to? Going to give the otters a double birds and drop N-bombs? Yeah, no. Thank God, no. Yeah, there is a place where you can do this. And even better, you have choices too. Not only can you hang out with the otters, which is what we are going to do. This place, which is north of Rothbury, Michigan. So that's an hour away. And Jacqueline says, which adventure can we do? You can do the capybara experience, which is 20 to 30 minute experience. Four-person max. Those capybaras are adorable, too. You can vie for the sloth experience. The zookeeper experience. So you get 10 to 15 minutes with capybaras, lemurs, and kangaroos. You're just hanging out with these animals. And then the otter and friends experience. 40-minute experience, 15 to 20 minutes with Asian small-clawed otters, and 15 to 20 minutes with black and white ruffed lemurs. Oh, I can't go. It says Crocs are not allowed as they pose a safety risk. No, I'll be there. This would be like bucket list type of thing. For me, I am not kidding you. Let's see. Alan says they are cute until you find out they are necrophiliacs. Yeah, I don't know about that. And perhaps you do know that information. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. I don't care. If they are necrophiliacs, I'm all about it. Stand by. Excuse me. Cole says, do you bring your own club or do they give you one? Suggesting that you would injure the animals. Well, you know, only an idiot MAGA scum like you would suggest something so horrible. Nick says, are all the animals all doped up like Tiger King? I don't know. I don't think so. I certainly would think that that would not be the case. I don't think there's any doping up. Becca Shea says, what is the place called? This is known as Lewis Adventures Farm and Zoo in the community of New Era, Michigan. Why don't we take a look? Do your own research. Lewis Farm and Zoo. Why am I just hearing about this now? I think that's it. I mean, this sounds awesome. Okay, first one's free. And by the way, they close September 1. Okay, you can do all this fun shit. You got, there's the otters there. You can do that. You can do this. You can have a play in the wave pool or whatever the fuck that is. You can go down a giant slide. Zoo. 46 plus attractions. Good eats. Okay, they should charge a minimum of $100. Okay, $25.95 per ticket. Worth it, in my opinion. All right, so that's a general admission. Now, I don't know. Perhaps that might mean you can also pay extra for those experiences that I was telling you about. And I still would do it. Check out our attractions, Animal Encounters, and Farm Map. Yeah, you got to upgrade on that. So if you upgrade, so like I said, $25.95 and then $63 plus $63.95. So you're in the neighborhood of $100 per. Worth it. I'd do it. Yeah, that's expensive, but look at this chick is right here sitting next to a kangaroo feeding it. This boy and this girl are talking to the capybaras. Money well spent. Joe Martinez says, I'll be there on Sunday. Is it illegal immigrant day at Lewis Farms? Wow. He says, I've been going there for about 4 years. Megan says, we love Lewis Family Farms. And Joe indicates he's having his granddaughter's birthday there. All right, so if any of you want to call ICE and tell them to head up to Lewis Family Farms to make sure that everybody's... Joe Martinez, it would be something if he's walking around trying to molest a capybara and they're like, give me your papers. Let's see your papers. Now, truth be told, Joe was born in Texas, which I think Trump still wants people to be pulled out of the country, even if they were born in the United States. You know, that whole birthright thing, isn't that a thing he's been exploring, trying to make it so that even if you're born in the United States, you can get deported? Amy is here. She says, I've done an otter petting thing. They are really cool, but very musky, and they might pee on you. We had to wear heavy aprons, but still worth it. What is they're very musky mean? I mean, they smell like cologne. Is that, I don't get it. Musky? They're very musky. She says they smell musky. I don't, know the descriptor? Is there, like, if someone said, hey, that smells burnt, I know what that smells like, but I don't know. I mean, what does it smells musky mean? Clown of Carnage, Black Belt Nick says, a dirty smell. Aram says, did Eric forget how words work? Rebecca says, pungent. Amy says, not a bad smell, just a strong smell. Alan says, they smell like shit. Tyler says, do you mean musty? Bob says, okay, best descriptor yet. Like wet dog, but stronger. All right, well, have you smelled them? I think you might have. Amy says, not like shit, LOL. Have you ever smelled a ferret? No. All right, well, I think we're kind of honing in on the odor, but for the record, I don't think I have ever heard anyone describe an odor smelling musky. I think a musky is a goddamn fish. So, and I would venture to guess that Amy right now is laughing at the turn that this has taken. So you got a lot of things there. You got people trying to help me. And then Aram's just turned on his cock machine with his snark cannon. Did Eric forget how words work? Oh, yeah, sure, asshole. Tell me what musky smells like then. Megan says, I know exactly what musky sounds or what musky sounds like. Okay. Tyler says, what a discussion. If you were to attach something tangible to the word musky, like sexy voice Andrea's twat, I might be able to get more of an idea. Or any of the former Zaniac audience members, breath. Or body odor. Amy's laughing because Megan can hear smells. I know exactly what musky sounds like. What is going on here with these people? Bob says cologne can be described as musk or musky. No, it can't. Because musk cologne... I know exactly what musk cologne smells like because my dad used to wear it. It was a great cologne. When I say great, it's shitty, called Chaz. Hey, Dad, what's that? Hey, Dad, what's that smell? That's my Chaz guy. Okay. But it doesn't smell like a really strong, wet dog. So can we omit from this discussion that cologne... that smells like musk can be described as musky? Because if the goddamn animal smells musky, that means the animal smells like Chaz cologne. Assholes. So that's bullshit. Francis is here. Newly acquired audience member with Malibu Musk was the cheap teenager perfume of choice in the 90s. Those otters must smell so beachy and fun. Yeah. I'm just questioning the usage of that fucking term. They don't smell muskies. Musky. Whatever the hell you said. Alan suggests that Megan is going to have a panic attack over this discussion, which will lead to a 3 a.m. knock on the door of your old pal EZ. For sure. It'll be like, yeah, hey, what's up? Oh, hey. Yeah, a little oopsie. I'm worried that people are going to think I sound dumb, and then they're going to connect that Irvine's is related to me, and they're gonna not want to get their cars fixed with us because of what I said. Can you not go back to bed and edit that one portion out of that podcast 8 days ago? What? Bob says, musty. means strong, dirty, wet dog. Musky, strong, pungent smell. Right, but musky does not indicate whether or not that's bad or good. Megan adds, I meant to say I know exactly what musky smells like, not sounds like. All right. Tyler says, I'm looking forward to EZ's report on the odor Monday. Black Belt Nick says, I didn't even realize it said musky. I just heard musty. Musty I can work with. Musky I cannot. All right. Anyway, dumbasses. That is in the cards now for Sunday. And you know what? You're seeing the price tag, $63.95 plus the $25 to get in there, plus all the other expenses. You're looking at $100 per, and they smell musty, and they pee on you. I don't care. I would let them shit on me, two girls, one cup style, as long as I can play with an otter. That's outstanding. I might do all of those encounters. The capybaras look amazing. I think those are large rodents, the capybara. And then the sloths. Those are fun. I love sloths. Tyler says, I'm sure they asked for a tip for the otters as well. Take my money. I don't care. And then after going there, I will be on the lookout for whoever runs the show. Because this would be, in my opinion, an ideal sponsor for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Alan points out that the definition of the word musky will be on the FBHW report tomorrow, no doubt. Megan adds, can you please take pics of the baby otter hands for me? And by the way, they close September 1 for the season. So it's just a spring summer deal. I don't know what they do with the animals after. They just kind of take care of them, whatever, nurse them, raise new ones. To me, this is a license to print money. I'm guessing they do not need any marketing. All right. So I'm excited about that. And I will have a full report on the odor of these creatures, plus video that I will include when we discuss this on a Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Matt makes up some fairy tale that they euthanize the animals and get new ones every year. All right, that's ridiculous. And I cannot, that's just a stupid comment. That's what that is. All right, so otter petting, wanted to talk about that. I got the students hoping that they are listening. Well, I don't hope that the students are listening, but if they are listening, welcome, and let's play some pinball. It is a Big Fraud Wednesday today, 6 p.m. start. And after that, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'm all prepared. I've got my content ready to go that I have curated for another rip-roaring edition of Who Are These Free Beers. Included in my clips is another example of Steve's echo effect. Again, I talked about this yesterday. When the amount of material that I actually review in a week is maybe 15% of what actually happens during the entirety of the week. I just don't have the time to cover it all. But the Steve Echo effect is on display again. This is the latest, not counting the one that I will feature on today's edition of Who Are These Free Beers, available on Patreon at patreon.com/Eric Zane.
That must make banking hard.
That must make banking difficult.
Direx or whatever it is.
Direx.
Race you to Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah. Dead
because
man's
people
curve.
Die. They'll say, I'll give it a goog.
Give it a goog.
I'll pee in that cup.
I'll pee in that cup.
Is that why you call me Mrem all the time?
Mrem.
Just ask Toggy. And,
you dipstick?
Yeah, you dipstick.
Yep. They call french fries palm frites.
Palm frites.
The sound of those 10-disc CD changers in
yeah.
the trunk.
I'm a video game dog.
I'm a video game dog.
Max Joe Steele is back.
Max Joe Steele.
Wait to use that someday.
Shitty face cut.
And he finishes up, I say, face cut. I cut that off. My apologies. All right, so I have another example of Steve's echo effect. And a lot more. I have 17 clips to review. I'm sure Ben will have somewhere in that neighborhood, too, for another edition of Who Are These Free Beers at 6 p.m. Today. And I have a further update about our Who Are These Free Beers show. It was an idea that was given to me from audience member Alan. And at first, the idea of it, I kind of shot it down. But I'm starting to think that there might be some potential to what you're suggesting, Alan. And I'll talk to you a little bit later on after the podcast. And we'll see what we can come up with. As yesterday unfolded, it was an opportunity for me to go out and like I've wanted to do. I started to get back into running recently. Despite the arthritis, I said, you know what? I'm going down swinging. I'm going to try to start running again. And it had been going pretty well. And I started out just doing a run walk. And then that developed to not having to stop. And then going a little faster for a little bit, going a little slower for a little bit. And then I really started to, like, put the hammer down for the last mile of my 3 miles that I would run. And I was feeling pretty good. I didn't really have any knee pain. And after each day's run, I would take a subsequent day off just to recover in case I start to have the arthritic pain start to rear its ugly head. I would, hopefully be able to quell that to some degree. And because it's just been killing me to see people running. I'm like, God, I really enjoyed that. I wish I could go do that again. So here I go. And then a couple weeks ago, I was doing just what I was describing to you. And then I heard a noise and felt this bizarre series of cracks and crumples and crunches in my left hip. And I have never really had a hip issue before. But my God, there it was. I'm like, fuck. And I had been feeling some discomfort in it leading up to it. And I speculated that it's because sometimes when I sit, I cross my left leg over my right knee. Not like a chick. You know, like a... Oops, sorry, O'Neill. You know, like a chick might sit like this. I sit like that. And then I can feel the strain on that hip. And, hey, buddy, I'm so sorry I ran over you there. I could feel that there was some type of discomfort there, but I ignored it and kind of stretched it out until that moment. I was just describing to you. It was like, crack, crack, crack. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. So I only had 50 yards left in that run. I limped my ass home. I was in great pain the rest of the night, and then I started the recovery. And that lasted about 1 week. And then last week, Thursday, I'm like, you know, it seems to have plateaued on the recovery. Like, it still is bothering me, but it's not getting 100% fixed. So I did what I do, and I said, fuck it. I'm going running. So last week, I went running, and every step of that, I talked about this with you, was ridiculously uncomfortable. It wasn't so bad that I stopped, but it was unpleasant. But I made it. And I got done, and I could sense right away that this is going to be a bad recovery. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.